we know that the news cycle kind of moves at the speed of, well, idiocy these days, let's be honest, not light, idiocy, which is why Jeff Field comes in to help out on a Friday. Let us just walk through the week that was.
Let's try and make sense of the week. Yeah. Let's go way back to Monday.
Tiptoe through those tulips.
Okay, well, we started off on Monday with the big story of the day being the meeting of the Liberal Party, not the Nationals, the Liberal Party on gay marriage, the issue that just doesn't go away.
It does not.
They decided in their wisdom on Monday afternoon that the issue should remain a plebiscite.
It should, clearly.
That was on Monday. At the same time, a news poll came out showing that the Labor Party was ahead again, 53-47.
Wow.
I think that's, what, 17 news polls in a row?
Something ridiculous like that.
Yes, and what did Malcolm Turnbull say when he rolled Tony Abbott? Too many news polls they'd lost. Well, keep an eye on that one.
Keep an eye on that one, because that's going to turn into the Billy, the only poll that counts is the one that, you know, is the vote.
So, absolutely, yeah. A lot of people watching the news polls with interest every month when they come out. Betty Cuthbert died at the age of 79, an Australian legend. Very sad news. On Tuesday, the family of John Ibrahim was targeted in raids in Dubai. Sniffer dogs were also seen at Mr. Ibrahim's Dover Heights home. Of course, John Ibrahim, known as the King of Kings Cross. There were heavy snowfalls at Thredmo and here in the Blue Mountains. A cold snap just before we got all this beautiful warm weather.
I missed that one entirely. There was snow in the Blue Mountains.
There was snow in the Blue Mountains. Yeah. 6,400 firearms handed into New South Wales police as part of the gun amnesty, which finishes on September 30th. So a lot of illegal guns being handed in there. Moving through to Wednesday, and it was then decided that the follow-on from the Monday meeting of the Liberal Party, that there would be a postal ballot. Not the plebiscite was rejected by the parliament. So that means that they're now trying to get a postal ballot happening, although that's being challenged in the court. It was taken to the court yesterday. I believe Marriage Equality wants to take it to another court, so we'll have to wait and see how all this plays out.
A completely non-binding ballot, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't mean it's going to mean anything for any politicians.
Yeah, someone described it as having all the validity of a reader's survey you mail in from a magazine.
Absolutely. And by the way, it's going to cost $122 million.
Ouch.
Youch. The Berejiklian government announced trains will be extended in Sydney's West, extra services, but as usual, a lot of people will also miss out because a lot of these express trains will actually go through some of the smaller suburbs. And we also had the sad news that Glen Campbell, the country pop legend, died. Mr. Rhinestone Cowboy, if you're a younger listener and you're wondering what Glen did, he was best known for Rhinestone Cowboy, but had a massive amount of country pop hits in the late 60s, 70s.
Huge. We were saying in 1968, he outsold the Beatles.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible. Rest in peace, Glen Campbell. On Thursday, that was yesterday, accused drug mule Cassie Sainsbury's plea deal was rejected. Of course, she told the prosecutors, she gave them names, but it didn't work out well for her.
It did not.
She was hoping for a 6-year imprisonment deal. That's now out the door, so we'll have to follow that case. Michael Kirby says he understands that a lot of his gay friends will boycott the postal plebiscite. He says he is going to vote, but his partner is not. So that's, again, I suppose, a matter of conscience as to what people decide to do. If the postal ballot goes ahead.
Where would you stand on that, Jeff, just to interrupt?
I think I would have to get on board and just vote yes, because I'm just sick and tired of waiting.
Yes.
Sick and tired of it. It is a vexed question, and I totally understand people who, for moral reasons, do not want to have anything to do with this. I totally get it. And I'm not 100% comfortable at all with any form of plebiscite, but, you know, I'm trying to be pragmatic.
I get that.
It's
sorry
a
to put
very
you on the
difficult
spot for that one.
No,
thank you.
Very difficult situation. Also, we had legislation. Very strange legislation, if you ask me, that was passed in the New South Wales Parliament, which allows police to remove people in one specific place. That's Martin
just
Place.
Just one place.
In case of public safety issues. That, of course, we're referring to the Tent City.
Yeah.
Last time we checked, it was there. It's still there. And as you alluded to this morning, if I was a betting person, I would say they're going to move them in the early hours of tomorrow morning or later tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be an old school police action.
Very sad. And also, West Australian government announced it will look at bringing in assisted dying laws.
Wow. No, I missed that one.
Yeah,
okay.
That was late yesterday, after we finished yesterday. Mark McGowan, the Premier, the Labor Premier there, is going to follow in the footsteps of Daniel Andrews. And, of course, there's a cross-party bench here in New South Wales looking at the assisted dying legislation. That's still yet to make it to the Parliament for
a
reading.
To me, that is fantastic news. That makes me very, very happy indeed. And, of course, today we're one step closer to nuclear war.
Yeah.
Is that good? Can we just call that today?
I think that basically is the week that was.
Jeff Hill, thank you very, very much.